With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. In the NBA yesterday, Tyrese Haliburton scored with 0.3 seconds left for the Indiana Pacers' first and only lead of the game. The comeback King Pacers did it again, edging the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals at Oklahoma City. The Pacers were down by 15 with more than 9 minutes left, matching the biggest fourth-quarter comeback in the Finals game since the Dallas-Miami game on June 2, 2011. The Mavericks coach then, Rick Carlisle. The Pacers coach now, Rick Carlisle. In the WNBA yesterday, New York and Phoenix both winners. In baseball yesterday in the National League, Arizona, San Francisco, the Dodgers, and the Cubs all winners. In interleague action, St. Louis, Houston, and Kansas City all winners. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL, one of the most successful quarterbacks not retiring after all.
Aaron Rodgers is back for a 21st NFL season. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that the four-time MVP plans to sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The decision ends months of uncertainty for the 41-year-old Rodgers, who visited the team's facility in March but took his time before deciding to join longtime coach Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh.
Correspondent Getting Coolball. In tennis, American Coco Gauff's first Grand Slam title came at the 2023 U.S. Open by beating Aryna Sabalenka in the final. Gauff will need to beat Sabalenka again for a second major trophy. They'll both meet this Saturday at the French Open in the first championship match there between the number one and number two women since 2013. This marks Gauff's second final on the clay in Paris. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.